I've always said, beware of short gospels. For two reasons. One is, often those shorter they are, the deeper the meaning is. But the more dangerous thing is when priests hear short gospels, they think they have to have a longer homily to make up for it. So I'll try not to do that, because I have promised myself for these Sundays in Lent that I would try to keep my preaching simpler, and it's a little bit harder when you get a little short, tiny little gospel, and there's so much in it packed in there. So I'm going to give you my simple statement for this first week of Lent. I think we do Lent wrong. Now, I can't speak for everyone, because I can't tell how you do Lent, but I can only speak for some of us, and I can speak for myself, that I think we're doing Lent wrong. Most of us look at Lent as sort of a new spiritual New Year's resolution time. We look in the mirror, we have a few more pounds, I'm going to give up sweets for Lent. Or we want to spend more time with our kids, so okay, I'm going to give up time on the internet. I'm going to put my phone down more. Or we want to get closer to God, we pray, I'm going to pray more, because I usually gave up my prayers, and for Lent I'm going to pray more. And it's not what we do in Lent that's wrong, I think. It's the purpose, and it's the reason. Because most of us do Lenten practices to strengthen our wills, to get stronger, to say, okay, at the end of these 40 days, God, look what I did for you. I gave up chocolate for 40 days, and now that it's Easter, I'm going to eat like a pig. So we want to strengthen our resolve so that at the end of 40 days, we think that we're stronger, we can fight evil better because our wills are stronger. We've built up our wills. But what usually happens then during Lent is either we are strong and we go through all of Lent doing what we said we were doing, and at the end we're quite proud of ourselves. Or we fail because we got too much on, we try to do too much, and this week it sounds good, but next week it's getting tougher, and third week, okay, forget it. And we end up through Lent disappointed, and we think God's disappointed in us because we couldn't even do this. But Lent is 40 days of reconciliation to reconcile us to the Lord. Now, the perfect sacrament of reconciliation is the Eucharist, where Jesus reconciles everyone to God. But the second important sacrament of reconciliation is the sacrament of reconciliation, confession. And part of confession is for us to examine our conscience. Now, when we examine our conscience, we usually do it as, did we listen? Did we not listen? This is what we did. This is not what we did. And I'm going to ask you to use those words, examine your conscience, a little different for this Lent. Because I think the purpose of Lent is not to build up our wills. In fact, I think the purpose of Lent is to make our wills weaker. If you're going to strengthen something, you should feed it and exercise it. But what do we tell you to do? Fast and abstinence. We want your will to be weaker so that you let God's will supersede your will. So what we want to do in Lent is not make our wills stronger, but we want to be able to hear the voice of God. That's the entire purpose of Lent, is to hear better the voice of God. Now, many people ask me, how do you listen? How does God talk to people? And I know I've told that story where God talked to me once in my life. But every one of us has a conscience. And your conscience is the voice of God in your mind. Your conscience is the voice of God. So everyone is hearing the voice of God. But are we listening to it? So often we don't, because there's two major problems. One is God's voice is not the only voice out there. There's three other voices shouting at us every day. And we have romantically called them the world, the flesh, and the devil. that these three voices are out there and we can't decide or hear God's voice because we're paying attention to those other voices. The second problem is our own hearts. That some of us like to remain deaf to the voice of God. If I don't know what God wants, I can't do it wrong. So we don't want to hear God's voice. We don't try to hear God's voice. Because we know, you know what, if I listen to my conscience, gosh, I got to do something, and then I feel bad. So I'm just not going to even think I have a conscience. Not too many people do that, but it's a good escape. More people have a hardened heart where they say, I know what God wants, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do something else. And they choose to ignore or not listen to the voice of God. So I want you to reimagine Lent these next 40 sub plus days. And I know that many of us at the first week, we've gone hog wild into our Lenten practices. I have. I know you have seen those reflection booklets out there, and one of the Lenten practices is for you to take a reflection and take a look and say, okay, every day I'm going to read this, take those few minutes, I'm going to read that reflection, and I'm going to spend a little time on it. Not Father Dennis, he doesn't do that. He doesn't take that one book. He has six. Father Dennis has decided I'm going to do six reflections every day. And there I'm going to hear the voice of God. Again, as I looked at this, thinking how proud I am that I can do six of these a day. The wrong reason for Lent. Many of us add prayers like this. We do marathon prayer sessions in the hopes that we can build up our will. But at the end of Lent, we're no closer to God than we should have been before. So I want you to rethink how you're approaching Lent today. And with the intention of hearing the voice of God, which means that you have to either get those other three voices to talk softer, and whatever that takes, maybe it does take abstinence, maybe it does take for you to not do things. But the intention is not to build yourself up, but to hear the voice of God better. Maybe you need to soften your heart because you've not listened to your conscience enough. And you want to, as you examine your conscience, you want to hear that voice of God. So often, we spend so much time trying to get God to pay attention to us and to say, God, we deserve your love. Look at how good we are. Look what we're doing. For me, it reminded me of when I go to my grandkids' house. I go in the door, and for some reason, all four of the kids, even little Alice, who's only like 16 months old, they all start screaming like bloody murder. Ah, they're all screaming as soon as I come in the door. And then they all start running around the house. I haven't even sat, I'm standing, running, and then they go hide somewhere. And I'm supposed to find them. And then after I find them, they start bringing stuff, offerings. Here's what I drew. Here's what I ate for lunch. Here's my sippy cup. You want a drink? All of it with the intention to garner my attention. Come pay attention to me. How often do we do that with God? Look, God, I gave up chocolate just for you. Look, God, I'm praying more just for you. Look, God, I'm doing this just for you. We do it to get his attention, and we don't need his attention. Now, God loves those things. I'm not going to say he doesn't. But all he wants you to do is hear his voice. So as we start this Lenten experience, I want you to take one word from a great philosopher who was in the same situation as we are all in, where we're all suffering a little bit, Aaron Rodgers. When the Packers were suffering, what did he say? Relax. Relax. So I want you to take this week to examine your conscience and keep that as your focus for Lent. That at the end of Lent, it's not that you conquered your will, but you heard and are listening to the voice of God. What's the reward of that? The reward of that is the same reward Jesus had. Even though our gospel was short, it was kind of like two little gospels in one. First, Jesus goes into the desert. Then the next thing we know, John's arrested and he starts preaching. You would think they should be flipped. If I heard that my cousin got arrested for preaching, I'm going to the desert so they can't find me. That's not what Jesus does. When we go to our desert, when we get rid of all those other voices, when we soften our own hearts, when we hear the voice of God, finally, this Lent, our reward is that we are strengthened in our mission. Just like Jesus, imagine his cousin's arrested and he doesn't hide, he goes out and preaches to the same spot that John the Baptist was. That's when you hear the voice of God, you have the strength to do that. You have the courage to do that. And that's the reward you will get by focusing on listening to the voice of God this Lent. You will be told what your mission is, and you will be given the strength to do it. And you'll be given one more gift. We heard that Jesus was ministered by angels. There are angels sitting next to you in your pews. When we can spend time hearing the voice of God, we hear the voice of angels as well. And you will hear the voice of the angels that are in your life, that can help you, that can comfort you. Because once you've heard God's voice, you heard those voices of angels. So take this Sunday and relax and listen to the voice of God.